This is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. Here's another listener favorite from 2008. Glenn Turman may not be a name you'll readily put a face with, but chances are you'll know him when you see him. Turman is a true veteran of stage and screen, and to give you an idea of how long he's been at it, consider this. He got his start at age 12 when he landed a role in the original stage production of Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun. Well, this year, Glenn Turman was nominated for an Emmy. It is the first of his career. He got the nod for his portrayal of a man in need of therapy in the HBO drama In Treatment.
You know, it always puzzled me, the whole process here, you know, that a person is in therapy at all often is never discussed, who the doctor is, what he's there for, how much it costs. Funny thing is that it's secrecy or misunderstandings, things never spoken, that usually land people in therapy in the first place. Isn't that ironic?
I don't think it's about secrecy. I think it's about creating an environment where people can come and feel safe to talk about anything.
Safer than with their loved ones?
Well, sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody who's totally uninvolved in your life, somebody objective, somebody who has no stake in it.
You mean like a prostitute? Someone who's paid for their intimacy and their discretion? A man should have someone to talk to who cares about him, not someone who charges by the hour.
Man, look at that smile on your face. You know, this is your first Emmy nomination after being in the business all these years. Does it matter that it's taken this long for this kind of recognition to finally come your way?
Well, it's actually great that at this late date, there's something that is making me so excited about being in this business.
Well, that's a good way of looking at it. You know, tell me about the show and your role that you've been nominated for.
Well, HBO has, as part of its roster, going into its second season now, a show called In Treatment, starring Gabriel Byrne. Wonderful, wonderful show. Taken actually from a series that has long been running in Israel. And so they made it, adopted it to an American audience, cast it with all American actors, except, of course, for Gabriel, who is Irish. But he plays a psychologist, and it's really just the two of them, he and whatever patient that is, or in some cases a couple, in the room, and we follow their treatment. My son, in this case, is played by the great Blair Underwood, and I say that with confidence that the others view him the same way.
You have worked in the theater, you've done film, you've done television. I'm sure you're asked this a number of times. Do you have a preference?
I'm a stage actor. You know, I cut my teeth on stage, you know, so I've always had a love affair with the stage, first off, what I was raised in, you know.
Man, cutting your teeth on the stage, you really did that. The role of Travis Younger in Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun, starring at that time in your production when you were only 12, Sidney Poitier, Ruby Dee, Diana Sands. That must have been an experience that you can only really appreciate later on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. To the point of where I've written a one-man show entitled Moving Man. The foundation of this one-man show is viewing that experience from the viewpoint of a young 12-year-old boy who was just thrown into this mix. And so that experience was just remarkable and has influenced my life.
Is there something that you learned, Glenn, from performing at that time, at that young age, that you carry with you still today?
Well, working with the professionals that I was working with at that time, and you name them, you know, I think maybe Lou Gossett has to be added, as well as Ivan Dixon, John Fiedler, Bea Richards. These wonderful people, all a part of this cast, and they were all professionals. They all took their craft very, very seriously. Now, I wasn't able to put my finger on that at that time. But being directed by Lloyd Richards, who had the reins of this wonderful cast, I saw what it was to be a professional and how important that whole thing was. So I really have always carried that regard for the craft with me.
You know, one of the things that I think about when I see your name or see you on screen, and I'm sure for black folks, at least a number of them, the movie Coolie High is one that we just can't forget because it was a coming-of-age film at a time when black films were coming-of-age themselves. Do people still come up to you about that?
Almost every day.
No kidding.
Three generations has been. I can't believe it.
Wow. That was 1975.
Yeah, 1975. And I still get people, youngsters today, talking about Preach, as well as people from back in the day, you know, still regarding me as Preach.
Why don't you get out of here?
Wow. Hey, Brownie. Yeah, I like sonnets from the Portuguese. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. Yeah, this is dynamite.
You like poetry?
Oh, yeah, this is pretty.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, girl. Were I Pygmalion or God, I would make you exactly as you are in every dimension. From your warm hair to your intimate toes, would you be wholly in your own image? I would change nothing. Add or take away. Yeah, that's dynamite. And that poem fits you too, you know? Yeah, it really fits you. Yeah, I'm gonna give you that. As soon as I steal a copy.
Looking back over the decades that you have been an actor, are black actors getting the roles now, getting enough roles, and the roles that black actors do get, are they better now?
Well, yes, I would say so. In terms of better, I would say just a wider range. What was one of the problems always was the fact that, for instance, in the black exploitation, a lot of films got sort of a bad rap. But it was only because it was being one side of our experience, the black experience, was being shown. The big problem was that there wasn't enough variety. So I'd say now that the films that are being shown have a great deal more dimension, which allows for some of the more derogatory type of characters to be taken less seriously or to be less representative of we as a people.
I've got to go back and talk a little bit about the Emmys as we bring this to a close, and I appreciate your coming in. First of all, you're up against some pretty stiff competition.
Whoa.
Charles Durning, Stanley Tucci, Oliver Platt, Robin Williams, Robert Morris. I mean, man, if you had to pick a category and go get your first Emmy nomination, you picked them. Doozy.
You're right. But I'm just honored that to be included in that company, Tony. I mean, gosh, these cats, you know, these are the boys, you know, and there's not a slacker among the group, you know. Mm-mm. And I'm just honored to be included in that group.
So I hesitate to ask you this, but do you have your acceptance speech ready, or is that bad luck? Is that bad luck to even talk about that?
If you're going to believe in luck, believe in good luck.
So, okay.
So I wouldn't say it was bad luck. I don't have anything ready. I can't lie and say I haven't tossed some words around in my head.
You know? Just in case,
just
right?
Just in case.
Well, we will certainly be watching and wishing the best for you, Glenn Turman.
Thank you, Tony.
The role is Alex Prince Sr. The show is In Treatment by HBO, and you are up for Outstanding Guest Star.
Yes.
Good luck, bro.
Thank you, Tony.